So it was October 26, 1989, that I died. People call it a near-death experience. I call it shit in your pants. Because that's what happens. You let go. All the stuff that's inside comes outside. It ain't pretty. What is pretty is the light, the tunnel, the love, all that bullshit. And I say it that way because a lot of people, if they find out I've experienced this, they want to talk about this. On October 26, 1989, I died. I was beat to death. I called it a day. Time of death, I don't know, somewhere around 7:38 p.m. in the evening. Meanwhile, somebody revived me for some reason, and I'll tell you the reason why. I imagined something. I imagined kids. Funny thing is, I haven't had biological kids, but I've had the kids in my life that I imagined up. I also imagined love. Making a difference. God, I will never forget that old thing, right? Beat to death, light, the tunnel, the love, all that stuff. And then having this experience, this thought show up. What a freaking bummer. That's it. I came for more than that. I came to make a difference. And then I imagined up kids. And then suddenly I'm back in body. Somebody's reviving me. Oh, how much fun, how much joy is that? And I smell like poop. And I'm in a prison that's on fire. That's October 26, 1989. I died. I came back. I died, I guess, because it was time. Neville Goddard teaches you can't control the time of death. I agree. But you can't control how you live life. I imagine something, I pop back in. How cool is that? Let's party. So I had PTSD for a couple years. That was a lot of fun. Anxiety. If you want to know about anxiety, if you want to get over anxiety and PTSD, give me a poke. I'll point you in some directions. Because I get how real that stuff is. I also get how real it is to explore the gambit of human and divine experience. I am absolutely obsessed with divine experience and human perception. I used to be obsessed with possibility thinking. Seems like what I'm really into is transformation. Anyway, so I got reborn. October 26, 1989. And I spent some time sorting out my scrambled eggs. They said what I had was incurable, but treatable. I could take drugs. Not a fan. Meanwhile, a couple years go by, October 26th, 2010, same date. I go to work again. This time I'm getting on a plane to fly to Melbourne, Australia. This time I'm going to lose a day by the way you fly. You know, you fly around the world, seems like you lose a day. So I get on the plane, I land in Melbourne, Australia, and I end up meeting somebody lovely. Somebody who I could share a dream with. Someone who inspires me every single day. And so I'm reborn again. And I choose to start my life over. And I do that. And here we are 13 years later. The sun's coming up. I'm listening to birdsong in traffic. And I'm curious, how do I get to serve you today? Because when I was beat to death in 1989, my big thing was I was so let down. I wasn't let down because I never made it to Disneyland. I was let down because I really didn't make that big of a difference. I went from being that teenage bedwetter to a teenage black belt, and I taught the value of positive thinking. I taught meditation. I taught all kinds of stuff. I taught persist and persevere. And I made a difference being that teenage black belt. And I taught until I was 23 years old and left for the prison. And then I put that dream on hold. To be a prison guard. Nice, stable, relatively safe. That's what they told me. Meanwhile, what are you seeking today? What are you seeing today? You know, you can see from your eyes or you can see from your vision. And if there's one thing that I've noticed, everybody wants to be somebody. Some people want to be famous. Some people want to be rich. That's fine. This can help you with that. Some people just want to make a difference. Some people just want to know that they mattered. You matter. Your dreams matter. Your desires matter. Don't sell out. Don't give in. If you give in to anything, give in to the state of your wish fulfilled. We explore how to do that in different packs. You can ask me about that if you want. But meanwhile, I want you to get that you matter. You really do. For now, what I want you to do is imagine up something lovely. For you, for someone else. I want you to imagine up how much you really do matter. As we go into the silence. Did you know that your imaginal act matters? What you choose to imagine right now, what you choose to give life to right now, where you choose to risk, where you choose to stretch, matters. Because playing it safe, safety is driven by your humanity. There's nothing wrong with being safe. But you came here to stretch and soar. I played it safe. I got a dependable job, guaranteed paycheck. I got a job where I probably would never get shot, that I could get shanked, but it was unlikely. You see how that turned out. It gave me exactly what I needed to do this. It caught me to dive so much deeper. Let me know if you're thankful. I sure am. If you got gold today and you want to invest in you while supporting the project, if what we say resonates with you, if you get the depth that we come from, NevilleGoddardStore.com. That's where you can get goodies. Live call recordings, specific packs, state stacking, manifesting mastery, all that stuff. You can find it at NevilleGoddardStore.com. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020, and it's an absolute pleasure.